Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Greg Rempe, host of the Barbecue Central Show.
Barbecue Central Show.
And you're listening to Ribeye Radio.
Ribeye Radio.
Here we go. Believe it or not, we're back. We made it till 7 o'clock. We are glad to be here, glad to be anywhere. We have an exciting show tonight. Lots going on. We're going to talk about our new events calendar, talk about some new events. These events are all over the world. Unbelievable. Going to cover some results, got some big winners, and then we're going to do some championship talk. Ron?
Oh, sounds good, Brett. Thank you. Hey, I'm filling in for JoJo. JoJo, I want to say thank you. I know it's a big seat to fill. I got a little wiggle room, but I got a song just for you, I
just
think.
For JoJo?
Just for JoJo.
I think you'll like this. Oh, I wonder what that means.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Ribeye Radio Show. Brett Galloway, thank you.
No sound.
Fill in for JoJo. JoJo, we miss you. And looking forward to going over a large list of events and topics to cover.
Where's the board sound? Where's the soundboard?
Good question. Oh, turn your speaker on.
Huh?
Turn your speaker on. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Thank you.
Yeah, but we're not.
We're going to let Brett continue. I'll take care of some technical difficulties with the sound.
I think the sound's back. Are we back sound-wise, guys?
Mystery. Check.
Can't hear me. No sound.
I don't see any bars.
Oh, hey, this little one, this little microphone with a line on it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what that does. Check.
No, I don't think that
does. Check.
Check.
I think we have sound. Hey. We do. All right, we're back. Let's go.
We might not be smart, man. Well, you were talking about a calendar of events. What do you have? What do you have lined up?
Oh, let's go. Somebody let me know this sound is actually rocking here.
Do want to shout a little shout out to Shiner. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Shiner Bach. We appreciate you. All right. All right, let's see. Let's start with Coleman, Texas. This weekend, it's the Fiesta de la Paloma Steak Cook-Off. This is in conjunction with a Lone Star Barbecue Society cook-off. So if you want to cook barbecue and steak in the same weekend, steak turn-in is going to be an hour after brisket turn-in.
Hmm.
And that is a Kingsford match money event.
Match money. Means you get double. Is that right? If you cook with Kingsford.
If you cook with Kingsford and win, double money.
They match. That's fantastic.
It.
That's a yeah, great.
That makes
great
that a $2,000 payout. I think we got sound. Still.
Now, I do know on that one.
No sound. What is going on?
I think you've turned off on you.
I don't understand.
Okay. You continue with the events.
You figure it's right here in this part.
Hmm. Keep on chatting. Keep on going.
That's got to be it. So we're going to keep fighting through this thing until some sound comes out of this darn thing. Anyway, Odessa, Florida is also this weekend. It's on Saturday. It is the Whiskey Bent Steak and Wing Cook-Off. This event has a $75 entry fee. They provide the wings. They provide the steaks. You can't buy wings and steak for $75, Ron. It's not showing on the right side, is it? Anyway.
Buy wings and steak for $75.
There it goes.
It's not showing on the right side.
You're really killing me. No sound on Facebook. All right. And then, anyway, at that event, it's going to be steak, $1,000 first place, pays top five. And wing is going to pay top three as well. And then next weekend in Hoofddorp, Netherlands, we have the Barbecue Society Steak Cook-Off. That event is going to be the final of their series. They did three events, and the winner of these, the winner of those three events is going to get to go to, or they're actually giving them a ticket to come to the United States and compete in our championship. So we will have another team from the Netherlands coming to compete. And also on the 8th, we have Sweetwater, Texas, West Texas. It's going to be a Kingsford matching money event as well. So that's a $2,000 payout. I believe they do appetizers as a side category there. Are we still struggling? Let's start this sucker over. Okay. Still no Facebook sound. Could be. All of a sudden, it just went out. Check, check. I can't think of what we did differently than 10 minutes ago.
You're on iPhone.
All right, let's.
Okay. And it says output muted to avoid.
Oh, that's nice. Nice shot on my chest. All right, anyway, let's keep going. We got to just keep rolling along here. Also, next weekend in South Haven, Mississippi, the mayor's going to be the rep up there. It is the Fillin Station Grill Steak Cook-Off. The Fillin Station Grill is a restaurant up in the area, and it was at their old location, and they have moved this to the new location. They've got better parking, more space for the teams there, and that should be a good event. We have all certified judges in South Haven also. I know that matters to you guys. And then we have... also, the same weekend, next weekend, the Midwest Arkansas Steak Championship, which is in Van Buren, Arkansas. We're struggling. Van Buren, Arkansas. That event, I believe Busco is going to run that event, but that's a Kingsford matching event as well. So we've got some good matching events this next 2 weeks.
Van Buren, Arkansas. We're struggling. Van Buren, Arkansas. That event, I believe...
It's not no Facebook
Busco
sound?
...is going to run that event. But that's a thing.
Hey, you just said sound's on.
Well. So
is it on, Heskett? Just went out again. Why?
Because I turn it to Mevo and it comes on.
We'll leave it on Mevo. We'll try that. If it's working on Mevo, it's working. Off again. It's coming back on. Okay. I'll believe you. So on 10/14, we are going to Harper, Kansas. We are going to have a judging class on Friday. I'm getting an echo from...
Off again. It's coming back on. Okay. I'll believe you. So on 10/14, we are going to Harper, Kansas.
This whole echo is...
We are
going
to have a judging class on Friday. I'm getting an echo from... Off again.
I think they're hearing echo.
I'll believe you.
All right. I think we need to fix this mess and sign back on.
This whole echo.
Yeah. Give me a shiner, Buck. Let's start over.
I think they're hearing echo.
All right.
All right. I think we need to fix this mess and sign back on.
Where's the sound coming in my...
No.
This echo. Give me a shiner, Buck. Let's start over.
No, no. You go.
Is it the phone?
You're talking.
I'm done. All right. I had it.
Turn it off.
Deuces.
Based on the board sound.
Turn that thing off.
Where is the sound coming in my... This echo.
How's your computer? Your iPhone on?
Just turn it off, and I'll delete this thing.
I'm done. I had it.
It's here.
Okay.
It's not here.
Let's turn that off. The deal. That's driving me insane. Because I can hear like double, triple echo, which they had to hear too. So we can just do a Facebook Live show and forget all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Just through the Mevo.
They can't hear the network.
Right, but they can hear us talking.
Oh, yeah.
Then let's forget about the extra sounds and all that. Did you turn that off?
Yeah. Yes, this is off. So this is the Mevo.
What is your string is hitting the deal?
Your string is hitting the deal.
The cord was hitting my touch screen.
Oh.
Okay.
Your chocolates and not peanut butter.
We can just forget about this. I can have this on and it'll pick sound, okay?
Keep talking.
Check, check. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Your phone's not picking up anything.
Okay. Well, my phone's at 20%. Maybe that's why.
You're still on the podcast.
All right. Well, let's fight through it. Let's put it on the Mevo speaker. Can they hear us on the Mevo, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's turn Mevo on.
Turn that to Mevo. No. No, no, no.
What?
No. That's fine. Let's...
All right, so we're on Mevo, so we're getting sound out of the Mevo. I give up on this microphone for now.
Nope, nope.
It doesn't need to be on, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, let's just do a show. We don't need all the special effects and see how it works. We just won't do the Blog Talk. Or actually, technically, Blog Talk's still on, so they can listen that way. But let's just do it. They should be able to hear me. I think this will work just fine. We're going old school.
Well, we need to get move you away from that iPhone.
It might be the problem, but... I don't know what's going on. Okay.
So you were going through a list of events.
Yeah, so let's start with these list of events now that we're just here. We're going old school, no microphones.
Yeah.
We're just going to make it work.
Okay,
turn this off. All right, here we go. We're talking about the first event this weekend. We have two events. We're going to be in Coleman, Texas at the Fiesta de la Paloma State Cook-Off. Mm. I think you're cooking that one, aren't you?
I'm going to be out there, and I heard that B-Rad, a.k.a.
Oh, Milkshake's going to be in the house. All right, I like that.
We'll see you there.
All right, and that JoJo's going to be your rep at that one. That is a Kingsford matching money. So they're going to match first place on that one. First place is a grand, so you're looking at $2,000 in Coleman. I like that. So we're also going to be this weekend in Odessa, Florida. And Odessa is the Whiskey Bent Steak and Wing Cook-Off. This cook-off is a $75 entry fee. They provide two ribeyes, 16-ounce, inch and a quarter, boneless ribeyes, 12 wings. You can barely buy two ribeyes and wings for $75.
You bet.
First place is $1,000.
That and you get to visit Florida. So
that and you're staring at palm trees. That's pretty good. Also this weekend in Benton, Arkansas, we're grilling for Jack. It's a charity cook-off. Jack's a young man that is having a hard time right now. He's got some cancer, brain tumor here, and not doing well. So a lot of the cookers actually got together and said, hey, let's do this cook-off in honor of him and to help raise some money for him. So if you guys have nothing going on this weekend, run up to Benton and help support this kid. This is going to be a great charity. We're going to have some auction stuff up there. I've seen a couple of things, really neat stuff.
You're going to be up front on that one.
I'll be up there. Yeah, I'll be there. The mayor will be there. Buslow will be there. It's pretty much all hands on deck other than JoJo. And you know, did you notice when we played that song for JoJo? Everything stopped working. How did that happen? It might be some bad mojo going here.
Is it mojo? Is it mojo?
It might be Mojo Joe. All right. So next weekend, there's a cook-off in Hoofddorp, Netherlands. That's 10 minutes outside of Amsterdam. It's a barbecue society steak cook-off. That one has, this is the third in their series, and they have a steak company over there that brings the steaks in from Australia. They said the winner of the three events, points-wise, will earn a ticket to the championship. So they're going to fly the winner over to the championship for us. So we'll have multiple teams from the Netherlands this year. Pretty good deal there. And let's see. Also, we're in Sweetwater next weekend. That's another Kingsford matching event. It's a second-year event. And we'll be in South Haven, Mississippi at the Fillin' Station Grill. The Fillin' Station Grill is a restaurant up there. It should be a great event. They just relocated it, so make sure you check the website for the address. And it was at his one restaurant, and they just moved it to the newer restaurant. So we should have more space there. And we got one more that weekend, Van Buren, Arkansas. And that is actually a Kingsford matching event. That's their second annual event in Van Buren. Last year, it wasn't a real busy event, so we're hoping some teams will come support that event as well.
This is a good time to part of the year to start heading up just into the northern states. It's the weather is changing. Some of the leaves are changing. Ideal time to travel, get out of Texas. It's still hot here. It's cooling off for a little bit. But, that's what I look forward to is some of these northern trips. So Arkansas, beautiful. I love going there every time.
We've got a couple weeks. We got on 10/14, Harper, Kansas. It's going to be a Friday night event. We're doing a judging class in Harper if anyone wants to take a judging class. It'll be Friday afternoon, and then that evening is the steak cook-off at Harper. We'll do that one on Friday, and then Saturday, here comes the onslaught. We got grilling for the girls. We all support breast cancer awareness. We're going to grill for the girls in Tomball, Texas. That'll be a good event. I think they had 40-plus last year, which that's just outside of Houston. And we also have another event in Salina, Texas. Salina is just north of Frisco, just past the Star, Jerry's new billion-dollar place there. But anyway, it is part of a balloon festival. They're going to have a country music festival as well there. That is a great tune-up in DFW for the championship. So that would be a good one. If you're coming up, that would be a good one to make, Ron.
That'd be a good one. I can talk Carolina because of the balloon fest. I can talk her into it.
Got country music and balloon fest. We're in. All right, and then also that same day, we have the Mid-South Great State Cook-Off in West Memphis, Arkansas, and that one is going to be a big one. I talked to him earlier in the week, and they are at 82 teams right now. They expect that one to creep up to 100 teams, and the cutoff on that is the first. So if you want to get in that event, the cutoff is the first. It's going to be a big event up there. It's a blast. I've been to that the last couple of years, so... And then we've got a couple more. We might as well go to the championship.
All the way down.
All right. The last 2 weeks, the last weekend before the championship, we have the Donnie Ferguson Memorial Steak Cook-Off in Whitesboro. That event last year, where is this? Schoenerbach.
Yeah.
All right. That event 2 years ago, or last year, they gave out boots to the winners and boots to the kids, and they're going to do the same this year. So they have some great prizes as well as cash payout. And it's a Kingsford matching event. And then for you guys up in Arkansas, we got the Whitehall, Arkansas event. It's the good old boys' last chance steak cook-off. That should be a great one. And that wraps us up to the championship. So that weekend, the 22nd, are the last two guys, last two chances to get into the championship. It's going to be awesome.
How many teams does that give for the championship?
It's looking like there will be 93 teams in the championship.
Is what was 65 last year.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
I think it's a great change. So.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I believe I got 93. Yeah, 91 it looks like at the moment.
91.
But that could change, and we'll explain how that can change here in a moment.
Good. So. Now, these are based upon the cook-offs. The amount of cook-offs you had this year were,
About 80 events.
Last year?
47.
Wow, so you're looking at almost doubling.
Almost double this year.
Possibly doubling next year or getting...
It's going to be scary if it does. We hope so. We hope it keeps growing. I think it's going to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, just taking the winner and getting systems in place and preparing for that next level, training reps. It's hard to grow without great reps, and we've got a lot of people stepping up to become reps for us. We just need more. So just takes the right personality. All right. So we talked about that. Now we have some new events coming. And I know you're going to want to go to some of these. I know a lot of the guys will be excited about these. In Rogers, Arkansas, on February 25th, we're going to have Grilling in the Ozarks.
Who's running that one?
I'm not sure, but that's my birthday.
Yeah.
We might have some cake or some liquid Crown Royal cake. We'll see what happens. But that's going to be a good event. Dan Judd and a bunch of guys are putting this event together with the Chamber of Commerce and Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they're going to have a great event. Their side category, he's getting really creative with it. We talked some ideas today, but he's not going to let the cat out of the bag yet. But he's got a unique appetizer coming up for that one. We're going to be in March. We have one. These are all new events, first-time events in Springfield, Missouri. So we're going to have a Missouri event this year at Pits and Grills. It's a barbecue store there in town. We're going to do that one March 26th. And then in April, we have the European Steak Championship in Amsterdam. Not outside Amsterdam, in Amsterdam. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be the top three teams from every event for this year and next year. Since we didn't have that many events, we're taking the winners from both years, and that'll be our European champion. We're doing a separate championship over there for them. Their guys are welcome to come over here and compete. Our guys are welcome to cross the pond and compete over there. You could go over there, finish in the top three, get invited to their championship. Who will be the first guy to go to Europe to compete? Do you have it in you?
You bet.
You do, yeah?
You bet.
It hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen. I'm waiting. Then,
whoa. I don't know what that was. That was cool.
All right. So, April 23rd, we're going to be in Melbourne, Australia at Meatstock.
That one's
going to be cool.
I'm looking at that one already, so.
You're getting in on that one?
It's conflicting dates with something already, but one of them may move, so.
I think the Caitlin surgery can wait. You'll be all right.
That's right.
Anyway, it's Meatstock. And that thing, have you read up on that Meatstock? God, that looks great. They do that A&E barbecue cook-off out there. It's televised. They do like a butchering competition, and they do a barber competition of some sort even. So it looks really cool. I'm excited. We're flying over for that one. Another new one on this is the Flames for Fuse State Cook-Off in Wichita, Kansas. That's going to be April 29th. He is already committed. He is going to do another grilled cheese contest.
Oh, yes.
Do you have some ideas for grilled cheese?
I do.
Do you?
I don't know if I'm going to share it with you, but I know how to win that one.
Why don't you tell everybody what you're going to cook, Ron?
I'm
going
to take two slices of bread.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to butter it up. I'm going to put about four slices of cheese in it. That may be it. That's grilled cheese. I want something my grandma made. So.
Grandma might win that thing. There we go. All right. That should be a good one. And then the NBBQA Classic is coming to Fort Worth. That conference, we have followed that conference from San Marcos to Nashville, Tennessee, to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
This year it's coming to Fort Worth at Billy Bob's.
If you haven't had a chance to see that, the Dream Team comes out.
Man.
That is not the taste, it's not the sights, it's the people. So getting to meet and talk to and see what rigs they pull out there and how they do it. It's a learning experience for a lot of people.
You enjoyed that last
year. I really enjoyed that.
That was really neat.
And getting a chance to see how they're doing it on such a large scale and where they get to go and do that. It's fantastic.
Yeah, they're actually going to do a whole hog and do a barbecue tasting from Legends. I mean, you've got all the Shed guys are out there. Mark Lambert's out there. Myron Nixon will be out there. All these guys are going to be cooking whole hogs and serving them to the public. You can buy tasting bands. So,
well, what I learned,
that's going to be neat.
I didn't know all these guys by their face.
Yeah.
So, which was fun for me because I got to sit in the bar with them.
Who are you?
Hours.
Yeah.
Good drink. So
you sat there and talked to Stuffy Stone for 2 hours.
2 hours.
We had no idea who he was. That's a barbecue machine right there. Guy's amazing. All right. Some more events. Texas Firewalker Series. We're going to do 5 events with the Texas Firewalkers. And these guys are a great charity. Pee Wee runs this deal. And, you know, he gives a lot of money back to wounded wounded guys, firemen, and police officers. Just a great organization. So we're proud to be part of that. We just found out a little while ago we're going to be part of the Sunny's Barbecue Invitational Showdown. They did it last year, and I think they had 67 teams from around the country, and they hold it at the Central Florida Zoo. Does that bring up some ancillary ideas?
Yeah, thank you.
I like that. So anyway, that one's going to be in January, and that's going to be, I believe that's invitational only. So you have to qualify for the barbecue to get into that. And I believe they invite the GCs of any event over 25 or 50 teams to come to it. So let's see. Also in April, Easton Barbecue Contest and Steak Cook-Off in Nineveh, Belgium. Is that, how would you pronounce that? I need glasses. I should have put them on. You might pass them over here.
It'll be Belgium. So that's coming up in April. That'll be another one to start booking now. If you don't have your passport, get on down. Get that taken care of as you travel. Make sure you're prepped and ready for it, because these events are things that make it a vacation. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
If they can shift over to you.
Take some extra days.
It's a long flight, so do know your, a 20-hour flight. You'll be a little bit tired. If you have done these things, spend 7 days.
I have heard for $99 extra, you could have unlimited drinks.
There's also,
I've heard that rumor.
There's also on some flights, if you're a travel bug, flight first class.
Oh, well.
Pay for it.
I don't know. Last time I had to sit next to a donkey.
Well,
I don't know if I can go first class.
You were the show. We were watching.
We were the show. Yeah. All right. And then the another new one that we'll throw out there is on July 4th, another July 4th event in Park City, Kansas. So we're going to have another new one in Kansas. Looks like we might have 4 or 5 this year in Kansas. And we're going to have another one in Wichita. I don't have the date set yet, but we've got a special project coming up with All Things Barbecue that I know you guys are going to want to be part of. You're going to want to see. And actually, the world might see this one. So we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that, but we're working out the details. You'll want to be there. You'll want to be part of it. We'll talk later.
I'll wait.
So, anyway, we had some birthdays come up today that we wanted to do. And
cue it up anyway.
Let's see if we can get this to at least play what we wanted it to play.
We did put some birthday music together, so it's well thought up.
Yeah, we had great intentions here. Great intentions.
I need that speaker on.
Yeah. I don't think it's...
It's your birthday today.
Brian!
Happy birthday
to Brian Rapolo. Happy birthday to Vicki Newton this week. And Alan Newton, husband and wife, born in the same week.
They plan
that? No, I think she's about 18 years younger than him, though. But same week.
Lucky girl.
Anyway, happy birthday, Brian, Vicki, and Alan. We're glad you guys are members, and thank you guys for cooking. Gosh, Alan and Brian are both in the top 10. Might say something about this month.
This is going to be a tough month for those who are in. This is, here you come, your last chances to get in. So pick your event. Just beware. There's going to be a lot of us out there.
It's the last time to qualify this last month. So we're not going to spin the shiner wheel of beer here.
I can spin it.
I thought you knocked it down and bent it.
Just wanted a couple of bags. Let me see if I can bend them back. Hold on. Yeah, I'll try it.
You got it?
It works. It works.
What do we get? What do we get, boss? What do we get?
We got it.
The original?
The original.
In the yellow can.
Yellow can.
Is it a bottle? Is it a can?
Let's find out.
Let's see what Shinerbach provided for us today.
They filled your fridge full.
Thank you, Shinerbach. Thank you for supporting Ribeye Radio and the State Cook-Off Association.
Nice if you can hear
Man, I'm so confused without having the whole sound system going. I hope you guys can hear. We can hear, but it's through your microphones.
Roger that.
Roger? It's Roger. All right, here we go. So, cover that. Cover the birthdays.
Championship team.
Championship team.
Oh, we got winners. Winners, winners.
Winners, winners. Shake dinners. All right, let's start with Septemberfest in Cransville Gap. That event had about 20 teams. As a matter of fact, it did have 20 teams. Anyway, 10th place was Gino Potts. Ninth place is Gary Howard. 8th, Jimmy Martin. Kevin Thornton, hell if I know. Hell, I don't know, got 7th place. Kenny Heath from Lake Whitney Meat Company got 6th place. Janet Baker got a 5th place. Angela Wallace was in 4th, and Larry Simmons was in 3rd. Who got 2nd?
John Payne.
John, bringing the pain, got 2nd place. We can hear it. Okay. And 1st place was?
Ole
Wilson. That was his first win, and well-deserved. The guy's been... He's been knocking on the door. It was his time. He just took care of it. Then the next day, we also had another one on Friday night. And 10th place was Paul Russell. 9th place was newcomer Justin Wise in his first event. Mark Beaver, before he decided to run off to Colorado on us, Mark Beaver got 8th place. And then birthday boy, Brian Rapallo, Rope, got 7th. 6th place was Kenny Meeks. 9th was Adam Bailey. Adam's qualified for the championship. Ryan Myers was 4th. Why don't you do the top 3?
3rd place, Chad Trimble. 2nd place, Brian Robinson. And 1st place, winning that event there for the Sticky Finger Steak Cook-Off, Kathy Dalton.
That was Kathy's first win as well. Awesome. All right. And then we also, those were our Friday events. So we had 2 first-time winners on Friday. Saturday was the Sky's the Limit Steak Cook-Off in Gainesville. It was part of a big balloon festival out there. 10th place was Todd Tribble. 9th place was the B, Brian Lewis.
Hey, Brian.
Todd Tribble's brother, Ty Tribble, got 8th place. Trouble with Tribbles is they get 8th and 10th.
They're winning.
7th place was Shauna Rapolo. 6th place was Johnny Joseph. 5th place, Big Ed Falder. 4th place, well.
Birthday boy
beat his wife that day. Brian Rapolo with 4th place.
Say it again.
That doesn't sound right.
Okay.
That day he finished higher than she did. Okay, that clarified, sorry. All right, and then 3rd place was Bill Bond. Good job, Bill. Anthony Hernandez got another 2nd place. And 1st place was Lance Bond. Lance, that was Lance's first victory. So we were real excited. Lance is a police officer in Tulsa. Great guy. We're excited he's coming to the championship. So he is in. Now, we also had an event in Florida that weekend. It was a double T steak cook-off. And you want to read these up?
Yeah, we have 10th place. We have Sean Hilton. 9th place, Josh Carter. 8th place, Eric Frame. 7th place, Brad Kay. 6th place winner, Ben Purvis. 5th place, Russ Dissinger. 4th place, John Hawkinson. 3rd place, AC Benson. 2nd place, love this guy, Lee Thompson.
Lee Thompson, good man.
1st place, winning off the Double T State Cook-Off was Jeff Bibby.
Jeff Bibby had a previous commitment and couldn't come. So Lee Thompson is coming to the championship.
Way to go, Lee.
And I'm going to butcher his team now, name, but it's something like Brown Chicken, Brown Cow.
He'll
correct me. I think he's on. I see him right there. Tell us your team name, Lee.
That's something about the...
All right, we'll catch his team name.
That's a farmer's joke there.
Yeah. Same thing as wearing the big boots, rubber boots. Yeah. All right, the Azle Spring Fling Steak Cook-Off. That one was... it was 18 teams. That was on a Saturday. So we had 10th place was Vivian Bird.
Go Vivian.
9th place was Robert Liu. 8th place was Jason Mazenik. 7th place was Scott Foreman. Scott, key of the feed store up here, barbecue shop that has our charcoal. He helps store all our stuff. Yeah, very nice of him. As you can see, this office isn't real big, and it's on the third floor.
It's big.
Trouble, yeah. Anyway, sixth place was Big John Payne, bringing the pain. Janet Baker got fifth. Milkshake makes an appearance in fourth place.
Rare appearance.
Rare top five appearance for the Milkshake, man. All right, third place was Ole Wilson, another great finish. And Brian McClarty, Big Fish, got second.
Yeah.
And Gene Potts won his first SCA event. Gene had been another guy knocking on the door. He was in top 10 in points and is now qualified. So that weekend, we had five first-time winners, which was really cool
to
see. Nice. Yeah, that was neat.
So a lot of new faces.
A lot of new faces, yeah. And we're starting to see a lot of new faces. And I think the Kingsford matching money is helping with that. That seems to be bringing in some new teams. Smoking Possum Hollow, we did that one in Graham two weeks. I don't know. They all blend together. Anyway, that one was a good event. That one is always a good event.
Always.
With the lake out there and how they just treat us like home.
Good.
Water's up. Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, all the teams were talking about it. We all remember 2 years ago when there was nothing there. So, no, it is great.
Obviously, I didn't make that one this year, so.
Yeah. You didn't play.
I made it there last year.
I think you were on the volleyball tour, weren't you?
I still am. I still got a few more months to go on that, so.
But she's playing University of Central
Florida?
University
of Central Florida, so she's a redshirt freshman, so it's her second year, first year of eligibility. So
nice.
It takes us all over the country. And
so you just, every now and then you're in town, you got to stop by today. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I try to fly back on a Saturday or not a Monday and work a few days and fly back out.
There you go. We're glad you're here. At that event, Chuck Evans, Chuck Wagon, got 10th place. 9th place was Jan Judd. Let's see. 8th place was Braun Sear. 7th was John Bestwell. 6th place is Ernest Ramirez. That's first time Ernest cooked in probably 6 months to get a 6th place. He did great. Then the B, Bri Lewis, got 5th. Big Fish, Brian McClarty, got 4th. Shauna Rapolo was in 3rd. Alan Newton was in 2nd, and Johnny Joseph got back on the winning wave.
There you go, Johnny.
Yep. Yeah. He had won in Jacksonville in March, and then he just capped off bookend win. So that was a great victory for Johnny. How can we test this system? It works so good. We get calls saying the sound sounds unbelievable tonight.
We did three tests prior to the live show.
Yeah.
And then hit live.
And then we go live and it train wrecks. That's awesome. All right, so back at it. Oh, this is going to be brutal. Barbecue Championship Van Wasland.
That's
Steak Cook-Off.
Championship with K.
Championship with a K. Okay. It's St. Nicholas, Belgium. This was our first ever Belgium event.
Why don't you read those off?
We're going to butcher these. Steven, I got corrected. Two guys emailed me today asking me to correct these on the website. So at least two of them are right. All right, so Steven... Verbeckermos? Sounds good, doesn't it? Verbeckermos, say it and own it. Richard Parabat. 6th place was Barbecue Cats. 7th was Barbecue Rangers. 6th place was Iron Barbecue. 5th was Westland on Fire. I hope that's not his hometown. 4th was Maxine Michelle's. 2nd place was Antwerp's Barbecue. 2nd was Extreme Barbecue. And 1st was Dirk Food Wallen. And Dirk is a member of SCA.
Nice.
His first win. That's great. Congratulations to him. Same day, we had a cook-off in Murfreesboro, Illinois. And that one was at 17th Street Barbecue. It's part of an MBN, a KCBS, and SCA event. So that is a big one. That's Mike Mills' event. Ken got the pleasure of going up there and hanging out, running the event with Mike Mills. And he said he had a blast. So 10th place was Ken Hess, 9th was Scott Linley, 8th was Ryan Grove, Johnny Joseph was 7th place, Brian Rapolo, 6th place, happy birthday, buddy, 5th place, Gary Blackburn, 4th place, Doug Carter, 2nd place, Terry Reinhardt, 3rd place, Terry Reinhardt, 2nd place, Dwayne Daniel, In first place was Patrick Schultz. Patrick's a new member of SEA, and he's coming to the championship.
Go, Patrick, congratulations.
Yes. You want to do the Mayberry?
Mayberry cook-off. So just, was that just 2 weeks ago, Carrollton?
That was like a couple days ago.
Yeah,
last weekend.
35 teams on that cook-off. Second place,
it's working.
John McCage.
Okay.
Ninth place, Mike Chaney.
Mike Chaney.
Eighth place, Sean Miller. Seventh place, Randy Dunn. Bring us closer.
You got her done.
Fifth place. Sixth place. Sorry about that, Trent. Ty Tribble. So.
Tribbles are back.
Tribbles are back. Tim Pollock comes in fifth.
Brian. Boy.
Brian. Big Fish McCarty coming in there fourth place. Tim Esch, third place. Ronald Escobedo, second place. And Cody Alabar. Alabar?
Alabar. That's
Alabar,
his second
first place.
This so this event had a unique situation. A lot of these guys are qualified as we got towards the end of the year. So it fell down to Tim Esch. Tim Esch has a previous commitment, so we needed a representative from that event. Came down past Brian McCarty because he's qualified. That let little Timmy Pollock into the championship.
Nice. Congratulations.
St. Pauli boy is coming to town. So that was on a Friday night. So on Saturday, we did the Great Ruleville Grilling, which was in Ruleville, Mississippi. Have you been there?
No, have not.
Don't blink. The cook-off was the biggest thing in town.
Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome. But 10th place was Shotgun House Cookers. Coke Box Cookers got 9th. Josh Hawkins got 8th. Johnny Joseph got 7th. Johnny went from 17th Street all the way to Ruleville, Friday, Saturday event. But he had company. 6th place was Mitch Stain. 5th place, Shauna Rapolo also made that trip. 4th place, we had Alan Newton. The guys from Fat Side Up, not Fat Side Down, Fat Side Up, got 3rd place. And Justin Wise, remember we said he cooked his first event, got a 9th place? Young man pulled a 2nd place. Made the winner, Ty Tribble. Ty was qualified. That means Justin Wise is coming to the championship.
Very nice.
I have not seen a kid more excited than this guy. He was going nuts. He had a trophy, dropped the trophy. I mean, this guy, he was excited. So that's great to see, man. Whenever we see that, that's the true passion of the sport that we love. So you want to read Pantego?
Pantego Fest, State Cook-Off. Yeah.
That's the Las Colinas of Arlington, I'm told.
That is.
That's what I heard.
Arlington. The episode. Well, that's Jerry's world.
Yeah.
So, 10th place, we have John Payne. Chuck Evans pulled in 9th place. 8th place, Dan Judd. We have one of the birds, Mark Bird, 7th place. Way to go, Mark. Gino Potts in 6th place. Terry Roan in 5th place. Big Fish, Brian McCarty in 4th place. Robbie Staggs, 3rd place. Brian Sear in 2nd place.
Ron Sear?
And Vivian Bird went in that one. I did see them post on there because Vivian won.
Vivian won steak.
Yep.
Mark won appetizer.
Sure.
And Samantha won the kids' cook.
Oh, trifecta.
Somebody said I accidentally said Ole Wilson earlier. It's actually Ole Willis.
Ole Willis?
Yeah. I have Willis on the paper. I don't know. Maybe I read it wrong. Sorry about that, Ole. Ole, Ole,
Ole. Ole, Ole.
Yep. All right. Well, we also had 2 more events. Man, we are way behind on results. We missed the show. And I can't believe we had this many events in the last 3 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 13 events in the last 3 weeks. Good night. All right. Street Garden State Cook-Off in Almere, Netherlands. This one, we only have the top 3. They recorded top 3/4. It's Mantine Barbecue, Rico Tanane, sure, and first place Mike Unrogue got first there. So that was I think that was a 4th Netherlands event this year. Last event, we're going to cover Marl, Germany. This event was part of the largest barbecue in Europe. It was our largest SCA event. I believe they had 38 teams. It's growing, Rupart, yes. And Frank Timmerhouse got 10th place. Frank's already qualified, and he's coming to the championship. Ninth place was that dreaded guy, N/A. Have you ever seen him before?
A couple of shows I've seen that, but
yeah,
a lot of times on paper because he didn't put his name down.
Yeah, he just didn't put his name down. So, eighth place, Dirk Barris. Seventh place is Daniel Goins. Goani. Sounds good. Sixth place, Rudiger Reinhardt. Fifth place, Iron Barbecue. Iron Barbecue seems to hit a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth place, Grill Kunst. That's the way he said. Sorry. Third place, Smoke.
I was wondering if you're going to make it through that one.
Sorry. Second place, Julius. Go ahead.
Julius Jasper coming in second place. And Daniel, is that Reader, coming in first place on there.
Lord.
But who was fourth place?
We're not going to repeat fourth place. He actually called me the correct.
That's a correct one to say.
Spelling.
That may be
oh,
here, but not over there.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Sorry about that. Wow. Having fun. All right. So that covers results. That took forever. Sorry, but we wanted to get those out there and recognize the guys that did well. Yeah.
I was just showing your low battery over there. So that could have been what our problem is.
I think the battery being low might have cut it down.
Might have cut it out. Sorry about that. We'll get charged up. We'll get
all right.
We'll get a new iPhone in here.
Yeah, we need an iPhone 7. All right. So let's cover who's in and who's out. Who's in the championship?
Who's in?
These names have qualified, okay? These guys have already qualified for the championship. They have until the 31st at midnight to sign up. If they don't sign up, we'll give their at-large bid to the next person in points line.
Now, what's the date is when?
September 31st.
That's coming right up.
Yeah, that's coming up. It's this Friday night. So come Saturday, we'll be at the event. If they have not qualified or they have not registered and paid, we will give that position to the next team. So we'll have a representative from each one.
The 30th of this month, last day of this month.
30th, right. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so you got 2 days.
I got 2 days.
2 days.
2 days. So guys that are in already, Brendan Locker, Joe Early is in, Adam Gutro out of Louisiana, Justin Marcus out of Houston area, I believe, Greg Gambrell is in, Dustin Sanders is in, Terry Roan is, well, we'll get to that one in a second. Chris Austin, Johnny Joseph, Jimmy Shotwell, Janet Baker, Danny Ewers, Alan Newton, Anthony Hernandez, Brian Rapolo, John Patty, Robert Baxley, Adam Bailey, Jonathan Rogers, Ron Sear, J.D. Henley, Kevin Murphy, Ed Falder, Brian Lewis, Logan Bell, Bob Trudnack. Bob qualified in Hofdorf, Tammy Alexander, Darian Kazrabi, last year's champion, by the way, David Stowbridge, Jeff Tibbetts, Scott Nelson, Angela Wallace, Blake Hewitt, Frank Timmerhouse from the Netherlands, Damon Blue. You want to read these next ones on the list?
Dustin Reese, Rusty Johnson, Boyd Ford.
No jokes about that.
On. Tommy Krista.
Yep.
Joe Stump. Brenda Johnson. Brendan Johnson. Mario Pena. Archie Donala.
Donahoe.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Do I go on to the next one?
No, go down.
Okay. Joey Smith. And what? 46 I'm having a tough time with. Joe Torres.
I think that's a misspelling. It should say Joe Torres.
Joe.
Oh, okay.
Donna Rapola. Cody Allen Barr, B. Rad Milkshake Cialis.
Milkshake Cialis.
Yeah.
Huh. Alan Freeman. It
has a ring to it. Ron Milhouse. Ronald Escobedo.
Ron Escobedo.
Todd Tribble. Kathy Dalton. Lee Thompson. Ole Willis. Or is it Ole Willis?
Ole Willis.
Okay.
That's it on here. Yeah, you're right.
Gino Fox. Lance Fox.
Oh, Lord.
Brian McCarthy.
Yep.
Dirk Van De Waal. and he's out of Belgium. So we have a couple of people that are going to be there coming from overseas.
Yep.
Already, and we have a few more cook-offs to go.
True.
Patrick Schultz, Tim Pollock, Vivian Bird, and Justin Wise right now that are on the main page.
Those are the guys that are already in by winning.
And then we have...
Now, the guys that qualified in the Pelicans point chase, these are the top 10 that it just ended, and these guys made it in by being the top 10 next teams in line. They had the highest points of the guys that were not automatic qualifiers. You had Bobby Stewart.
Go, Bobby.
John Payne.
John.
Bill Bond.
All right.
Kevin Thornton. Chuck Evans. Jeremy Holmes. Bubba Garrett. And Dan Judd. Those guys all made it in on points. So they all qualified through the Pelicans point chase. But the chase is not over. Got some other stuff. Now, if somebody was unable to make it from an event, we brought in someone from the points line. So we've got some other guys that are in here. Terry Roan was in. Terry Roan was at a, given an at-large. All these guys came off of the points list. Terry Roan, Mark Beaver, he is in, coming from Colorado. Joe Castillo is coming out of Houston, Texas. Paul DeGolier, shots. Gary McFarland and Scott Lindley. They're all coming as replacements here. Also, a replacement was David Nelson, or came off of that list. Now, going down the list, we're at 25 points is the bottom line. If you are on the points list and do not have 25 points yet, you have a month to get to 25 points. So if you're sitting there with 15 points, Ron, like you are, you have 15, you go to a couple events, maybe hit here or there. If you can get to 25,
I'm in.
You're in.
Watch out. You might see me there.
Anybody that's under 25, if you can get to that, that's the watermark, 25 points. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So the guys that are in, they're in. They're all in. Now, if you can get to 25, you can also come to the event. We had to have a cutoff date, which we set as the first. That is the 30th.
Well, with my schedule, I may not be able to make it or get the points. I could win this weekend coming up.
That would make it easier.
But even if I don't have enough points, can I still just come and participate, or not participate, but just come out Saturday?
Yes. Of course you can.
Oh, that's fifth. I may just do that.
They're going to have rip. You're going to come out. B-Rad's in it. You're coming, period.
I'll be in there.
You'll be there.
But no, it's open to everybody. So not just the people competing, but everybody to be there.
Yeah, Amy wanted to make sure I knew there was no 31 days. In September. But Ron corrected me on that. Thanks, Ron. Where are we going to go with this? Oh, talk. So, first place at the championship, how much is it, Ron?
Well, $7,500 is what the FCA is going to be writing the check for. So, and well, Washington, I'm going to walk away with it last year, happy as can be. Imagine if that boss meant to you this year.
Well,
is it still $7,500?
It's $7,500 base. But?
But what?
Kingsford is matching it, matching first place if you use Kingsford. Now, we're talking, you cook over Kingsford, we're talking, you throw some Kingsford in there with your wood. As long as you're cooking with Kingsford, you're going to win an extra $7,500.
You add that together, that is
$15,000.
That's a lot of money.
Now, if you cook on a PK grill also, you can win another $500 for first place. So $15,500 if you use Kingsford and cook on a PK grill.
Well, I'm not going to say that's easy money. That's a lot of talent.
This is the best cookers in the world that'll be here.
You bet. So,
this is going to be... well-earned. It's the largest payout in state cook-off history. So we're very excited, very proud of that. It's going to be huge, over $22,500 paid out total, paying all the way through top 10 even. And there are team bios that need filled out. I've sent all the guys that are already in now their information. The bio sheet is on there. Print out the sheet, fill it out. I mean, it's pretty simple questions. You could cook a steak for one person in the world, live or dead, who would it be? It can be President Obama. It can be Donald Trump. It can be Mother Teresa, whoever you want to cook a steak for. So it's up to you. But we're going to take this information. We're going to use it during the presentation on Friday night. So those sheets need to get back to me. Championships is 29th. I need those back by the 22nd. I need a week to put all my music together and edit all the music and get the songs. Now, here's the downside. If you don't get that music back to me, you don't tell me I want AC/DC Back in Black, Brett. If you can't tell me what song you want, you're going to get one of three songs. It's either going to be Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Hands up.
Or it's, oh, well, we may have a sample. Yeah, we may have that.
I could bring a blank.
I don't know who's going to want that one.
Ask the Wrecking Ball.
Well, there's another one. Where did we say we had these, Ron? I don't know if they can even hear these, but we're going to try.
Do you know who I am?
As a matter of fact, you do. Yeah. Was that the same song? Okay. Let's forget that. Anyway, it's that or it's Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. Everybody's going to know you were the guy that didn't get your music in.
I'm still trying to throw Macho Man into that one.
Macho Man, you want
to
mix?
Macho Man, I'd love to throw that one in there. Everybody can dance with that.
We can throw that in the mix.
Shuffle on the way up. We can dance.
Okay. Well, that just says you need to get your information in. I need the info so I can pick your, so we can edit your songs and have everything right for the audio sound engineer that's going to run the show for us out there. But please get those to me by the 22nd of October. There is a 22nd in October, is there not?
There is a 22nd.
Okay, I got that part right. I feel better about that.
That's the Friday before.
Milkshake has a vulgar name. He said something about, never mind. All right. We're going to leave that one alone. What else are we going to talk about? The Host Hotels. Hawthorne Suites in Fort Worth. You can get a hotel there. It's $87 a night. You need to tell them you're with the SCA State Championship. Also, the Courtyard Marriott has a special for us. I know I'm staying at the Marriott. A lot of other guys are. I think we have 35 teams at the Hawthorne and 25 at the Marriott so far. But the Marriott deal ends on the 1st. So just like registration ends, that one ends on the 1st. So if you're planning on staying at the Marriott, they do have a good discount for you, but you need to sign up by the 1st. Sound good?
I do remember last year. Yes, make sure. Because, I mean, $20, $40, the savings. Get it. Grab it. Go.
Yeah, you're going to stay. You're going to want to be there Friday night because Friday night's the party. Friday night's the show. And then Saturday, you're going to be out there all day. You're going to be grilling. We got a lot of good things happening Saturday. There's calf fries for sale to eat. I don't know if that'll make you feel like driving after eating those. May make you sound like a duck call, but anyway, let's talk about Friday night. It is the big team celebration. Friday night we have registration at 5 o'clock. Come in there, check in. They will give you all your packet and everything when you get there. 5:30 to 7 is the Kingsford Charcoal sponsored happy hour. They are going to have free drinks. These are for the cookers and the judges. They're going to have a happy hour with drinks as well as appetizers, all provided by Kingsford Charcoal. Thank you, Kingsford, for sponsoring this. And then at 8 o'clock, we do our team introductions and the SCA awards. It's our year-end awards. We give out like 10 awards at the end of the year. We honor the top 10 in points. And then we also, we're going to bring every team up to the stage. So if someone's not familiar with what we do, that song that the teams are filling out in their bio sheet, they pick the song. And Milkshake plays his song. Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, whatever it is. They play that song as they come to stage, and then we'll take their pictures on the stage. So everyone at the event gets at least one call that weekend.
So when you go up, make sure you're bringing shots for Brett.
No. I got to make it through the night.
91 shots.
Yeah, it'll be a long night or a short night. It could be a short night. And then that night, Kyle Parks is playing in concert. All the teams get 4 tickets to the concert that night. So come, enjoy the party, enjoy the celebration. You can stay in the 81 Club or you can bounce across the street right in there to Billy Bob's and watch the Kyle Park show. And that's all courtesy of SCA. Now, and then Saturday, 7 to 9:30, team set up and check in. this place is hard to get in. There's one way in, there's one way out. So you're going to bring your trucks in, offload, get your trucks out, and then set up your stuff. There's really not going to be time to, you know, offload your truck, set everything up, and then move your truck, because we need that pathway to get everybody in.
It's a small.
It's small.
So.
And with more teams this year and an outdoor stage for the entertainment, we are.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Yeah, every team.
There was room. There was room.
Yeah. Well, teams will have about a 10 by 12 space. Mm-hmm. There's not room for, you know, the big barbecue trailers like mine. If somebody has a small barbecue trailer that they actually cook off, we can try to make room at the very front, but we're not going to have room for the 24-foot trailers, the 20-foot trailers. We're not going to have room for cargo trailers inside the area. They can unload and then move them to the parking lot.
That's good information, though.
Ahead of time.
Really, yeah,
yeah.
Get this information passed out. But.
And there should be 15 to 20,000 people there that weekend. Last year, we didn't have that many attendance because of the rain.
We had major storms leading up to, but that day, it's not that the sky is clear. It just didn't rain on us.
It just opened up on us.
We got a little sprinkle there, but the night before, it was flooding. But that day, it turned out quite nice.
Yeah, it turned out pretty good.
So. But it did diminish the crowd. So this year, how are you going to feed 15,000? Do they have to have...
No, yeah, we're not feeding everybody at all. They're just going to be public walking around.
But they can buy wristbands.
They can buy a VIP sample band.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to be your $5 you can taste apps from every team deal. We've got Wagyu steaks, smaller Wagyu steaks, that we're going to give each team about 5 of them to serve samples. Most of the guys will cook them up, put them in a pan for these guys, and most people have multiple people on their team, so they'll cut up some samples and hand them out to people that have the wristbands. The wristbands are $40. You taste samples from the champions. So there won't
be steaks or
just steaks.
Appetizers.
Just
okay.
Steaks, yeah. And I think that most teams will probably get 5 steaks.
Okay.
And they will be different steaks than the competition steaks. Different size, and they're going to be Wagyu for the samples. So I think that ought to be kind of neat. And guest awards will be at 5 o'clock. 6 to 8, we're going to break down the campsite. That means 6 to 8, we're going to try to break down, load up our trucks, try to get us out of there if we can. Last year, it was not a problem at all. Everyone was done. We got them out. I walked around for about an hour picking up ashes and trash. So hopefully we can maybe pick up a little bit after ourselves. We're going to have ash cans out there, which I think will help a lot.
It would.
So we're going to have the ash cans out there. That'll help. I'm going to go pick those up myself. And then hopefully everyone's out by 8. You have time to go home, shower, and come back and see Pat Green.
Catch a show.
Pat Green is killer.
And we got to remember, this is Sunday. Our beloved Cowboys are playing Philadelphia.
Cowboys playing on Sunday.
So, unfortunately, it's a late game, so stay out all night.
Yes.
If you get to bed by 4:35, you should be fine for the Cowboy game.
Very good. Well, each team, SDA, is providing 2 tickets to Pat Green to each team. Last year, about maybe a quarter of the people went to the concert. But hopefully we'll see more of them in there for Pat Green this year. And
we did. We went over. We got on the bull. We got our picture taken.
Did you?
Yeah, we sure did.
There's so much to do there.
Yeah, so we did hang out, but everybody was tired too. So.
Oh, yeah, we're tired at the end of it.
You got to pull that second win there at the end and kick it in and go.
As far as Fort Worth goes, for guys that haven't been there, you're not from here, but you've been down there quite a bit, or at least there last year. I mean, there's a ton of things to do. They've got, what's the name of the Rodeo Plaza is where we're at.
Right.
Exchange Street.
Mm-hmm.
They walk the cattle down. They have a cattle drive twice a day. I mean, if you got a camera or a phone, you need to take pictures.
Even during the event, they have a Western event that's going on. So
a lot
of the settlers are, you'll see, pulling carts. They'll be pulling wagons.
Yeah.
Just right by you. It's not in your cooking area.
Don't worry about that.
See them walking or pulling them down the street. So that was nice. Yes, it was muddy, so it limited a few things, but we didn't get to get out.
I ordered good weather this year.
You did good.
Yeah, I did. I ordered it already. Red Steagle is also in town. They do the Wild Wild West reenactments, and they have, like you said, the horse-drawn carriages. They're down in that area. I mean, between them and us and just the normal 15,000 that are people down there that weekend, there's restaurants. There's all sorts of stuff to do. There's a petting zoo. I mean, there's a ton of stuff. Bring the family. Bring your friends. Come down and see it. The Friday night event is for teams and judges only. So that event, each team will get 4 tickets to that Friday night celebration. And then if you have more people coming and you like them to come to that Friday night, what I did fail to mention is there's also a dinner Friday night provided by 407 Barbecue. That is Brian McClarty's new restaurant.
Yes. Yes, I've been watching the post on that.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good job on that. Yeah, Brian, last year, I believe.
No, it was amazing last year.
It's fantastic. And I know we have the appetizers with Kingsford.
Yeah.
And then
the meal.
The meal.
He's probably going to do brisket again. I mean, it was so good last year.
Yes.
Now, when you hear the barbecue guys like Chris Lilly and Malcolm Reed, and Malcolm Reed compliments, and man, that is good pork. That was a compliment to Brian. That was really cool. But 407 Barbecue is going to have great food for us. So each team will get 4 tickets to Friday night, to the concert, to the show. And if you would like to bring anyone else, you can buy the tickets on the SCA website, and it's $25. And it includes your dinner, all the entertainment, and then it includes the concert afterwards as well. So there's guys that are bringing – I have one guy that rented 3 rooms. He's got, 8-10 people coming. So he's ordered extra tickets for those guys. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So we want it to be a big celebration. We just can't have, Tom, Dick, and Harry walking off the street. Did I get that in the right order? Yeah, I did.
Yep.
All right. We can't have that happen. So – we talked about spaces at the championship, 10 by 12 enclosed, 15, 20, da, da. I think that is a wrap on the championship at this point. Reminder, if you are in the points and you're trying to get to 25 points, that's the magic number right now. If you can reach 25, you can still come. There is time to make it in. So I hope there's, looking at it, there's probably, I don't want to say can, but there's 3 teams that are pretty close right now. And then there's some others with just maybe 1 call and a 10 and 2 they can make it. So I think we're going to have a couple more creep into the championship, which would be great. They're earning their way in.
I'd like to see it. If you're 91 right now, so I think Ty Tribble, is he on there?
Ty's in there.
So sorry, I think we mentioned him. So 91 teams, so we can get to 95. I'd love to see 100.
I don't think we'll quite get there, but
next year.
Next year, I think we got a dilemma.
So
because I think I predict we'll have 110 to 120 events next year, and I mean just by going off these new ones, we added. I mean, there's 10 that we didn't have this year already, and I've talked to 10, 15 more. But I think next year we'll have over 100 there. And so then it starts to be, what do we do space-wise? It's going to get interesting.
Yes.
But
that's something you'll work out through the year.
But
so.
The mayor, there's a reason he's called the mayor. He's the fixer. The mayor will make it happen. We'll figure out something. That's a great problem. Let's just hope that happens and continue to grow. But let's make it through this championship. This thing is going to be a blast. Can't think of any. What else are we missing about the championship?
That's it. Just remember, get your sheets turned in. You got till the 30th. Make sure you turn your information in. Get
and the registration paid.
Registration, get everything paid. Trailers, small trailers only, no big ones. That's going to be a big one. I know a lot of cookers.
Small trailers that you can unload out of your box trailer. But if it's a cooker that you physically cook on, I know Robert Baxley's an example. He's got a trailer he physically cooks on, and it's about 12, 14 feet, I believe. That I can turn the opposite way at the beginning, and I can accommodate some of those. But once it gets to, size of my 24-footer, you can forget it.
Yeah, so if you have that, I would say get that information in as quick as possible.
Yeah, let me know.
Organize.
Call Brett, text Brett,
yeah.
Send him an email, info@steakcookoff.com.
And those are the ones that are over by the all the porta-potties. That's where you put all those.
That's correct.
Yeah, so
yes,
I think
yes.
I remember that spot.
Yeah, that's with the southern wind. Yeah,
that was it.
No, those guys are actually, they're probably right by the door of Billy Bob's.
That's what I'm thinking. They're a great spot. So.
Yeah, a good spot.
Yeah.
But, Entertainment last year was inside because of the rain during the day. This year we have entertainment outside. So we've got, I believe we've got three different country bands playing during the day. They asked us, do you want the 80s band that was here last year, or would you rather have some country bands? And I'm like, we're in Fort Worth. Let's bring on the country. So we've got three good country bands during the day, and then, of course, the headliners at night.
They do both country and western?
No, I don't think they swing that way.
Right.
I think they just do country.
Yeah.
I think they do some red dirt music.
I just want some good old...
I don't think they carry the pineapples upside down in the car.
You never know.
Never know. All right, well, what else do we want to talk about? I think we got us covered, don't we? What time is it?
We hit our timeline. We did.
We did.
We were delayed at 8:10, so
yes.
Again, we'll figure out our audio. We know what our problem is with our audio. We just haven't bought the proper cable.
So we need one cable to be causing this drama.
That was the problem.
Well, we're going to invest in like a $6 cable that's going to fix this radio show.
Sounds like where I was yesterday walking through going, there's that cable.
We were so proud, zone,
of all places.
Twenty minutes before the show, we're so fired up. I'm like, we got this, man. Johnny called us and said, man, the sound sounds great today, blah, blah, blah. It's over.
And we made
the best of it. So
you have the information.
Yes. I know it was a very information-filled show, but it was information we need to get out there. So I will try to tag everybody on this afterwards that needs to hear this information for sure. And if you know somebody in the championship, tell them to listen to it so they can get the info. We send emails. We're doing this. We're doing everything but smoke signals, and it's not Colorado. So, All right, boys. We done?
Are we doing anything cookouts in Colorado?
We actually are talking with Mark Beaver, just moved out there, and he's going to be a rep for us in Colorado. So we're hoping, huh?
But Brad's probably already posted.
Brad's probably Colorado?
Colorado.
No, we're looking at some events out in Colorado. So we've talked to a couple of people. We just haven't locked anything down yet. It may be a deal where SCA corporately runs an event out there to kind of prime the market. We used to do that in the restaurant industry.
Mile High Cook-Off. That would be
Mile High Cook-Off.
You bet. I mean, everything's Mile High, so.
Might as well.
Might as well be there.
All right.
So,
that sounds good.
I only say that because it's nice weather sometimes there. Yeah.
The weather is good.
I enjoy these cooler days right now. I'm looking forward to it because with the top down, it's hot.
Yeah. It's warm. We're getting some sun, everybody.
Getting sun. So.
Getting sun.
I'm ready for a little cooler weather.
All right. Well, I guess it comes as no surprise. We're about done. Let's go and enjoy a Shiner Bock here.
Shiner Bock, and
I didn't
mention any of your little cha-chas there.
Didn't show that, did we?
There. That's your entertainment. Roll.
That is your entertainment at the World Stakes Showdown featuring the SCA Championship.
And right here, it's just wave on wave. Little things out here.
Wave on wave. Mysterious things. Who knows?
Is that a Green song?
It is a Pat Green song. Thank you guys for watching. We will see you in 2 weeks. And hopefully we'll see you at a cook-off this weekend.
And thank you again, Shiner Bock. Real
thank
great.
You, Shiner Bock. Thank you, Ron, for coming in and subbing
for
JoJo. Thank you, Kingsford.
Everybody needs to say thank you, Kingsford.
Thanks to Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mix, of course.
You bet.
Cue it up, Steps. Tranquility.
Tranquility.
Tranquility. What else? Who else? Did I miss anyone?
Dripping Springs,
Texas Vodka.
I was looking at it and they're going,
Pelican Elite Coolers. And PK Grills.
PK Grills.
All of them make it possible for us to do this. So thank you guys. We will see you on the barbecue trail.
Cheers.
Take off.
Hey, I don't know if it was the battery low. I have no clue. But that's just...
It's just bizarre. We were rocking. Everyone's giving us compliments.
Yes. We didn't get up. We didn't move. We didn't do anything.
We didn't do a darn thing.
All right, so I got to order. I just bought a new Samsung. I got to get another iPhone 7. I guess I can get another one and send it to you, but you're not on my plan.
Who do you have? Who do you have?
T-Mobile.
I have Sprint, and 3 out of the last 4 weekends,
mm-hmm.
I've been without a phone.
Because it's not working?
It just doesn't work.
Sprint is the lowest of.
It just, I get to Kirbyville, no signal for 3 days.
Yeah.
PK, no signal for 3 days.
I'd have to go out there and see if...
No signal for a day.
My first thing was thinking the battery died. No, it barely used any juice out of this. So that's not what it was.
I spilled my beer.
But it was in the Mevo, so I think if we would actually close the whole Mevo and cancel out, let's just try it. That's probably what it is.
The Mevo?
Yeah. So if we would have shut all that Mevo software completely down and then relaunched the application, it probably would work. We didn't do that.
Still on air. Oh, we're still on the back show. Well,
your mics are off.
At least we weren't cussing.
Now we're going, what in the world?